Hey, we're looking forward to speaking with Dave Keller. He's got a brand new CD that is out, and we actually already sampled a track from it, One More Tear, the opening track. If we're lucky with Dave, we'll scoot right through this entire album here over the next half hour or so, and we're going to go ahead and get started with this, if I may, and cross our fingers that we're going to do this just a little bit early, but I hope he's all set. That Thing We Do with Carly Harvey, Dave Keller, brand new from him.
I was always the last kid picked, sat on the bench all alone, watched all the other kids having fun while I sat there kicking a stone. Had a date on a Friday night, someone who cared. Never made the party scene. You could say it sure wasn't fair.
Never had a Valentine on Valentine's Day. No. Love is
It's brand new music from Dave Keller, and Dave Keller is on the phone here. A Worcester native he is, but he's up in Mount Hillier, Vermont now. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Good, Troy. How you doing, man?
All right. Well, you know, hey, thanks for making the post, actually, with regarding your new release here on Facebook. And, boy, it caught my ear and just jumped right over on it. And I have to say, it's just such a pleasure to have you back on the phone. I think we talked with your last release that came out a little while back, and hopefully you've had some good success with that one. But right now you've got a brand new one out. You're calling You Get What You Give. And, well, what a wonderful title for, well, particularly this this time of year and the mood that we're all moving toward, wanting to hopefully give again. So tell us about this album, how it came about, Dave Keller.
Well, you know, I'm a white guy playing blues and soul music. Most of my mentors are black men and women, and, you know, I've been just in love with black music, you know, kind of since my early 20s. And when, you know, George Floyd was murdered and there were all the protests and, you know, people really started talking more, you know, broadly about racial injustice in the country. And I thought, you know, what can I do to help? You know, like, I feel like of all people, you know, white musicians playing black music should be speaking out. And so, you know, I spoke out as much as I could and, you know, online or went to protests and things. But I still felt like, well, there's more I could be doing. And I thought, you know, what's my strength? My strength is playing music and writing songs and things like that. And so I thought, I have all these great songs I feel really good about since my last record. And but what if I put those out and donate all the profits, all the proceeds, really, to groups that are working for racial justice and equity? You know, invite some of my favorite musicians to be on the record. And people really stepped up, man. I've got the most incredible assortment of blues and soul people on there. People like Joe Louis Walker and Johnny Rawls, Anika Chambers, Annie Mack, Don Tyler Watson. I mean, these are, you know, Trudy Lynn, really people really well-respected in the blues and soul world. And then some people that are lesser known, too, you know, friends of mine that I think people should hear that they may not hear otherwise, you know.
Right. We've featured already Anika Chambers, and last track was Carly Harvey, names I've never heard.
Yeah, Anika won the Blues Music Award for Best Female Blues Female Soul Blues Vocalist at the last Blues Music Awards. She's an amazing singer. Mm-hmm. Definitely kind of really hitting her peak right now. She's young, but she's really quite amazing, and people just love her. Really great gal. And then Carly Harvey is not as well known. She's from D.C. She's D.C.'s queen of the blues. But, you know, she's an incredible vocalist, as you just heard. You know, people just heard. Really great gal. I met her down in Memphis when I was down at the Blues Music Awards a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if people don't know, the Blues Music Awards are, you know, kind of the blues world's equivalent to the Grammys.
Sure. You Get What You Want, or You Get What You Give is actually up under us right now with Annie Mack. Who's Annie Mack?
Yep. So Annie Mack, this is kind of funny, you know, like I was on Facebook one day just kind of scrolling through and I ran across one of her videos and I was blown away. She kind of reminded me of like Ruthie Foster, that kind of depth of spirit, you know, and soul, and just a great, great voice. And so I commented on her video and she commented back to me. She's like, wow, Dave Keller, I'm such a huge fan of yours. And so I just kind of laughed, like I have no idea, you know. And so the two of us kind of became mutual fans and then became friends. And it seemed really appropriate to have her on the record. She grew up in Minneapolis, you know, where George Floyd was murdered, and you know, she lives in Rochester, Minnesota now. And she's just really deeply kind of spiritual and deep person. I thought it'd be great to have her on that track, on the title track.
Well, let's give her a minute with us here on the jukebox. So Dave Keller and Annie Mack together on the actual title track to You Get What You Give. And Dave's with me on the phone here. And, well, perhaps I should have saved that one for last, the title track. But you have this in sequential. We're just going right through it. Track number 3, that was.
So So track number four is a real special one to me. In many ways, that's really the centerpiece of the record. It's called The Evil That Men Do, and I did write that after, George Floyd was murdered, and I had to do something. I just, I hate writing political songs. Like, I really wish I'd never had to write another one, but It just needed to be said, and, a lot of people are saying it in different ways, and this is just the way I found to express it. And then I brought in, four of my favorite singers to sing each sing a different verse on it. So when people are listening to it, you're going to hear me sing the first verse, and then Trudy Lynn, who is the blues queen of Houston, Texas. She's amazing, rich, deep singer. She offered to be the frosting on the record, on the cake, and I said, well, you're going to be more than the frosting, Trudy. She's amazing. Trudy Lynn, Anika Chambers, Annie Mack, and then Johnny Rawls, who's my mentor and good buddy from Mississippi, Mississippi blues master, Johnny Rawls, on the fifth verse.
Yeah. All right.
Keyboard player, Ira Friedman, playing piano. Yeah. And Tom Palance from Boston area on trumpet.
Excellent. Let's jump in on it for a little bit.
Maybe it's a symptom of this sad and selfish age. I know you feel it too. The evil that men do. To those of you who laugh it off. To those who feel annoyed, someday when death comes calling and you stare into the void, the ghosts will all surround you and you'll recall George Floyd. I know you feel it too. Some say there's a heaven, and I hope to God it's true. With gates that swing wide open, and not just for the few. But no one's gonna save us. It's up to me and you. I know you feel it too. What a evil. The evil that men do.
Dave Keller, that's just amazing. The Evil That Men Do, found on Dave Keller, You Get What You Give, duets. Wow. Amazing piece.
Thanks, Troy. Thanks. Yeah, it moves me even, like, hearing it. Like, a lot of times by the time I'm done making the record, the songs don't really, I don't feel them that much anymore because I've heard them so many times while we're listening to it and mixing it and stuff.
Right.
But that one still, it gets me. And we're actually working on a music video for that right now.
Sure, it's a powerful piece, and I'm shivered.
That's good though, man. It's good. Like, yeah. I feel like we really need to feel this stuff. Like, for centuries, black people have been oppressed in our country in so many different ways, and anyone who thinks the playing field is level is not listening to the black voices out there that are very clearly telling us that the playing field is not level and that they're being mistreated in many different ways,
Right.
I mean, obviously, I can't be a voice for black people, but I'm doing my best to kind of let people know that we need to talk about these issues,
Right.
Especially if you love black music, and who in America doesn't? I mean, all of American music essentially is based on black music, whether it's hip-hop, rock and roll, blues, soul, gospel, almost everything.
The roots,
R&B,
right,
I mean,
right.
Funk, disco, it's hard to find a form of American music that isn't influenced by black music, that black musicians didn't kind of lay the groundwork for it.
Right. You have 13 tracks on this release. We're at track five, Scratching at Your Door. What's this one?
This one I wrote, to help folks who are dealing with something that they or I guess addicted to would be the word, but, you know, anything that, you know, is scratching at your door that, you know, wants to come in and that you have a hard time saying no to, you know.
And you're with Joe Lewis Walker on here. Number five on this 13-track release, You're Kind of Fool comes up next with Trudy Lynn, another name that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, Trudy, I mean, she's been around a long time. She's, you know, kind of one of the blues elders out there who is not lost an inch of her power, you know, not an ounce. I saw her at a little club, a little juke joint in Memphis, maybe about 8 or 10 years ago, and it was after the Blues Music Awards. It was late at night, like, you know, midnight or 1 a.m, and all these different amazing people had come down to kind of sit in with the house band. It was called Wild Bills, the name of the place. And when she got up and sat in with the band, and she just started roaming through the crowd, you know, she just tore the place up. She has such a great performer, so much style and sass. She's just fantastic.
If you're just tuning in, Dave Keller with me on the phone. He's got a brand new release out, You Get What You Give, Duets. And here he is with Trudy Lynn.
I've seen you with all of those others, the way that they call your name, that peculiar mix of need and fear, their eyes betray their shame. So cool, 'cause baby, I'm your kind of fool.
Oh, she's got me. She's got me in the pocket. I can't wait to feature this one in its entirety.
Right, she's fantastic.
That's amazing. Trudy Lynn. So God is love. Love is everything. And, you know, as we're about halfway through here, I mean, were you writing the songs with people in mind, or you wrote the songs and then found the voice?
Yeah, no, definitely did not write them with anyone in mind. Ironically, I didn't write any of them as duets. It really was just, I came up with the idea of the project, you know, of doing duets, and I already had the songs, you know, and
oh, okay.
They all, you know, I think they all kind of work as duets. It was kind of funny. I was surprised at how many of the songs just seemed naturally like they fit that. This song, you know, Dawn Tyler Watson, I picked her to sing on this one because I knew I wanted her to be on the record, but I just thought she's really a really deeply spiritual person in a way that is very non-denominational, not like, you know, any one religion, but she's very faith, you know, like talks about faith and hope and love. Yeah, so I thought it'd be a good choice.
Arms open in friendship. God is love. Love is everything. Love is
powerful, powerful work here. So we're now scooting into brand new territory for me. I did sample the first seven tracks on this release.
But all right.
This is all brand new to me. The Spark is up next with just you.
Just me and Ira Friedman, my piano player.
Uh-huh.
There's a fire that I've seen right behind your eyes, a kind of desperation in the flame, like you're trying to live before you got to die, trying to bring some honor to your name. But you don't know how, and you don't know why. It's so damn hard to face another day, but you won't give up. No, you can't give up. I wanna reach out and say, you feel it may flicker, you may wander in the dark, the hands of time move quicker, don't forget, you are the spark.
Well, Dave Keller, that's just simply gorgeous.
Well, beautiful. Thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
So is this piece is actually just on the listing here. It has your name. Who are you? So I know that you mentioned that you're from Worcester. You grew up in Worcester? Or what's your roots here?
Yeah, I was born in Worcester Memorial Hospital. I grew up up by Assumption College off Salisbury Street, kind of near the Holden border.
Uh-huh.
And lived in Worcester till I was 11. Went to Flag Street Elementary. I used to play in Green Hill Park and, I don't know, you know, shop at Iandoli's. You know.
Were you playing
movies
music?
In the White Cinema out in Shrewsbury. I mean,
sure.
You know, all little
living life.
Places you went as a kid, you know.
Uh-huh. So when did you leave? Were you recognized as a musician before you left? Or?
No. I didn't start playing, you know, guitar till I was 16 and didn't start singing till I was in college. But, I moved when I was 11. My parents, you know, we moved in the middle of sixth grade, which was, you know, I wanted to stay in Worcester. You know, I begged them to stay, but, you know, my dad had a job closer to Boston. And we needed to move, I guess. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
but I miss it. I always loved Worcester. We used to go down to Water Street for, you know, bagels and danishes on, you know, Sunday morning. And, oh, I don't know. There's lots of great times in Worcester, yeah.
Sure. Well, I have to say, we want you to come back home here at some point when we can.
I've
all
never
give...
played a gig in Worcester.
I was going to say.
I don't know where exactly would be the best place to play once things open back up. But,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
I'd be honored, yeah.
Yeah, be happy to assist with that to some degree. So up next, track number 9, Make It to Tomorrow. What's this one? And who are you with?
This is with my friend Chad Hollister. He's a Vermont, kind of like an acoustic rock guy. Really great guy, and this tune seemed like his style of tune, so I thought this would be a great one for him to join me. He plays cajon and sings with me on this one.
But your eyes look so kind, yeah. I can tell you're frightened by the way you hold yourself, yeah. You're wondering when this might end. Nobody can tell, yeah. I know we can make it to tomorrow, make it through the sorrow, to a place and time we'll feel good and fine, make it to tomorrow. Sometimes I dream we're in a small cafe and you are smiling back at me.
and I reached to hold your hand, and it all falls away. Keep on falling endlessly.
It's Dave Keller and Chad Hollister together on Make It to Tomorrow, one of the tracks on Dave Keller's new album. You get what you give, duets, and the harmonies there are just wonderful.
Hey, we had so much fun working on that. We really just like rehearsed it one afternoon on my porch, and then we just did it live in the studio. It's all live. That's all, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Where did you record the album?
Yeah, so that's really what enabled the record to happen, because essentially this is a total benefit album. Like, when you buy the record at my website, davekeller.com, for $20 for the CD or $10 for the digital album, literally all the money goes to, it's five different nonprofit groups, each of whom are working in different ways to end, racial injustice and inequity. So a studio in Waitsfield, Vermont, near Sugarbush, up here in the Mad River Valley in Vermont, offered a bunch of studio time. They gave us a free week's worth of studio time, Sugar House Soundworks. Roger Stouse, my engineer, and Eric Sigsby, one of the studio owners, they just offered it up. So that really made it possible. All the musicians donated their time. Mm-hmm. And then Ben Collette up at Tank Recording in Burlington, which is a really top-notch studio. Ben, for many years, was the personal engineer for Trey Anastasio from Fish, up at the barn up in Vermont at Fish's studio. Ben offered to do the mixing and the mastering. So, it's been just a really amazing group project. So many people have donated time and energy into it. You know?
Right. Well, the one name I am familiar with on this that is part of this project is Johnny Rawls. He's on your next composition here, Land of the Lonely.
Yeah, yeah. Johnny and I met back in 2009 or 2010 in Vermont at a blues festival and at a jam, after-hours jam, and became pretty tight pretty quickly. And, you know, he's been just a great friend and mentor to me. We back him up whenever he's in northern New England, my band and I, and spent a lot of time on the road with Johnny and driven down to Memphis and hung out with him a bunch and heard all the amazing stories. People who aren't familiar with Johnny, I mean, he's one of the great soul blues artists out there who learned from the originals. He used to be O.V. Wright's band leader, and O.V. Wright is one of the deepest soul singers of all time, right up there with, Otis Redding and, Aretha Franklin, people like that. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Johnny Rawls and Dave Keller here on Land of the Lonely.
House on the street, it's just like a book. If you knew the truth, you'd be too scared to look. In the darkness, in the fog, in the houses of people like me. I sit in my chair, I drink from my glass. The memories of all the ghosts from the past. In the darkness, in the fog, in the houses of people like me. Oh, if it weren't so sad and funny, you'd think you could solve it with money. But you be wrong, it's an old song, living in the land of the lonely.
Johnny Rawls and Dave Keller, Land of the Lonely. That's track number 10 off of this 13-track release from your album, You Get What You Give, duets, brand new from you. Up next, Precious Lord, Take My Hand with brother Bob White.
So this is the only cover on the album. That's a classic gospel tune by Thomas A. Dorsey, one of the great gospel writers of all time. And Bob White and I met in Kansas City back in 2001. I was traveling around the country with my wife at the time, ex-wife now. But we met him in a little convenience store, a little natural food store. And he and his wife were selling a bunch of records. We went over to their house, bought their entire collection of 45s from, late 60s, early 70s, stocked a jukebox back home with him. But in the meantime, just became family with these guys. Dorothy has since passed on, his lovely wife, But Bob is 89. He's an amazing gospel singer and piano player, and it's just such a treat to have him on the record. I love him. He's like an extra father to me,
Church. Yes, that's gorgeous. Brother Bob White with Dave Keller.
Yeah, I've played in church with Bob, and it's always really, really special. He's got so much soul,
Right. Well, we're down to two tracks left, and I have to say each and every one of these are just amazing. The Kiss I Want from Katie Henry, is it?
Yep, Katie Henry. She's a young gal. I mean, she's probably the youngest of the featured singers on the record. She lives just outside New York City in New Jersey. And we met at the Blues Blast Music Awards in Rockford, Illinois about a year and a half ago and just really connected. And she's a wonderful singer. And I just thought this would be a really fun tune to do with her. It's kind of a soul ballad in a little bit of a Muscle Shoals style.
It just tears me up like the finest wine. That's the kiss I need. Oh, I missed for so long. It made me cry when I heard our song. That's the kiss I thought.
Another nice duet together, The Kiss I Want with Dave Keller and Katie Henry. And you close this off with this album with a release title, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. And how did it come about laying this album out and choosing the sequence, etc.?
Right. Well, this tune you're going to hear is I would say, there's a lot of variety, I feel like, in the record, but
amazing.
This one is a little bit more outside, it's acoustic guitar. It's my national steel guitar, and I play some harmonica on it for the first time on a record in about 22 years since my debut album back in 98. Mm-hmm. And Toussaint St. Negritude is a friend of mine here in Montpelier, Vermont. He's a spoken word artist, and this is kind of in a Gil Scott Heron type of vein, where with the music with the poetry. It's a poem that he wrote that I added the music in the studio, and we just did it completely live. We had never performed it or, played it together.
We're going to jump into the middle of this. This definitely sounds like one that needs to be played in its entirety. We'll get to that maybe in the next hour.
My feet may be bound by the shores of a current denial. My feet may be bound by the shores of a current denial. But with this little light of mine, with this little light of mine, I can fly, I can fly, I can fly like a bird in the sky. I can fly like a bird.
Dave Keller, I'm just totally impressed with this entire release. You Get What You Give duets, and wow, thanks for coming along for the ride here on this.
Oh, man, I appreciate you playing it. My goal with this record is I'm hoping to raise $15,000, for these different charities. It's everything from Southern Poverty Law Center, which works to fight white supremacy, violent white supremacy in the country, to NAACP, Legal Defense Fund, which is, working in the courts to end, some of the racial injustice stuff that's going on. There's a lot of different groups, and they're all wonderful. And like I said, if people who are listening like the music, and you want to purchase it, not only are you purchasing some music for yourself, you're making an extra gift because all the money from that purchase, other than the shipping and handling money, is going to these groups. So it's kind of two for one. You get some music and you get to do some good in the world. So, and they can do it just DaveKeller.com, K-E-L-L-E-R. And the link to the store is right there.
Right.
I'm psyched for people to hear it, and I'm really honored to have all these artists on the record. It really means a lot to me that they all stepped up and wanted to help out. yeah, a lot of people donated a lot of time and energy to make it happen. It's certainly not just my project, you know.
Sure.
So I really appreciate you playing it. Thanks, man.
You bet, Dave Keller. Thank you so much. And, well, just keep up the great work. And we're going to get you to Worcester here somehow, sometime.
I look forward to it. I look forward to it.
I'm going to, if I may, I'm going to go ahead and play in its entirety right now, The Evil That Men Do. This is off the You Get What You Give duets from Dave Keller. Go visit his website and check it out.
Say this land is haunted like a house up on a hill. Look through its broken windows and feel the bitter chill. All the years have come and gone. There is no mercy still. I know you feel it too. Evil that men do. From the bodies in the river and the bodies hanging in the trees to the bodies on the pavement being crushed beneath the knee. Country, say it's free and live with this disease. I know you feel it too. The evil that men do. Liberty and justice are just words upon a page until they reach each one of us. This land will burn with rage. Maybe it's a symptom of this sad and selfish age. I know you feel it too. To those who feel annoyed, someday when death comes calling and you stare into the void, the ghosts will all surround you and you'll recall George Floyd. I know you feel it too. Say there's a heaven, and I hope to God is true. With gates that swing wide open, and not just for the few. But no one's gonna save us. It's up to me and you. I know you feel it too. What a evil. The evil that men do. I say this land is haunted like a house up on a hill. Look through its broken windows and feel the bitter chill. All the years have come and gone. There is no mercy still. I know you feel it too.
That's Dave Keller with Annie Mack, Anika Chambers, Johnny Rawls, and Trudy Lynn all together on that amazing piece. And hats off to Ira Friedman as well on piano, plays piano in Oregon. Throughout this brand new release from Dave Keller, you get What You Give, duets, and all the money going to particular charities in support of Black musicians and the cause. We call it the Jukebox of Americana. It's coming your way here over Community Radio, WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM. Troy with you here on Fridays from 9 until 1 usually. Thanks, Lee, for sitting in this morning again for us. And Paul Lozon, he'll be with you this coming Monday morning from 9 until 1 p.m. 4 hours, just great classic oldies, etc. And you can call in requests and do all that stuff. Yeah. Quinn with you on Tuesdays from 9 until 11. And then Chuck and Rose with you from 11 until 1 p.m. Motown Tom in on Wednesdays. Thursdays, right now, we have a bit of an open slot that we're looking to find something for from 9 until 11. Until then, I will be bringing you reruns of Jim Perry. He was with us for a bit here this past year or so, and we'll feature that. Don Prang with you from 11 until 1 p.m. and just pulling together some amazing work that floats through his head through the week. He pulls it all together for the Jukebox on 11 on Thursdays from 11 until 1. You can hear Don again on Mondays from 7 until 9 p.m. on In the Tradition. I would like to, if I may, stay with Dave Keller on another composition. And before I go on, I would like to thank Marty Ayotte, actually, for sharing Dave Keller with me. I'd never heard of him, and I know Marty is a big, big fan, and I'm going to assume that he'll be doing some tribute with Dave Keller here as well. You can now hear Marty on WURN.net with his Hepcaps, Hillbillies, and Rock and Roll with Marty. We're unsupervised now over on WURN.net. Here's Dave Keller again, if we may. Something he calls Don't Let Them Take Your Joy.
Try to own you, make you do their will. They may take your courage, they may take your pride. They may leave you hollow, empty or inside. But don't let them take your joy. I said your head with lies. They may make you do the things
take your time. They may take your body, but they cannot take your mind. So don't let them take your joy.
Dave Keller with us here on the Jukebox of Americana. Don't let them take your joy. Well, you know, he is from Worcester, Massachusetts, born here and grew up here in early years. And kind of interesting. He's really, you know, he's a great guitar player. Big horn band, though, don't you think? He likes those horns. That's something, I think it's in the water here in Worcester. This we're just renowned for some amazing horn bands and horn players. Find their way to Worcester to play, including this guy, Johnny Blue Horn.
A quart of oil, a gallon of gas. Man, I sure do hope it lasts. Destination love, destination love. If I get stuck, give me a shove. Destination love, well, I can't wait to see her smile. Only got about 10 more miles. Destination love, destination love. If I get stuck, give me a shove. Destination love, well, I passed a bus, I passed a truck. I must be doing fine. I'm so close I can almost feel her sweet lips on mine. Well, if the front tire blows, I've got a spare. If that one goes, I'll still get there. Destination love, destination love. If I get stuck, give me a shove. Destination love, Jimmy! Destination love, if I get stuck, give me a shove. Destination love. Twice. If this old car could go know. Left turn, right turn, here I go. Whoa, whoa, destination love. Destination love. If I get stuck, give me a shove. Destination love. Well, if I get stuck, give me a shove. Destination love. Oh, I just wanna come home to you now, baby. Yeah, just walk in the door. Give my baby a big old hug. I can't wait. Hey, buddy, you want to get me out of this ditch? Yeah, just give me a little push right here. And get rolling on down the hill. Come on, baby, give me a couple more miles. That's all I ask. Just got to get down here. Roll on into the driveway. Walk in the door. Give my baby a big kiss. Sit down and have something to eat. I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll get some cake. Maybe I get two cakes.
Johnny Bluehorn. Johnny Bluehorn with us here on the jukebox. Well, you know, we all missed that Wednesday night gathering, did we not, of amazing musicians coming together. People are back in town. Many people, well, they're not back in town, unfortunately. And I'm sure that there are some folks listening at this moment. If you're missing somebody that you would have normally seen here on Thanksgiving, perhaps went out to a bar or something. Well, with that said, I think that we're deserving of some Cliff Goodwin. What do you think?
Bears.